tonight, just open your hearts to the Lord. Yeah? Just open your hearts. Tonight, our theme is Mama Mary, Mother Mary. Just imagine, last Monday was the feast of the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, the first of the six apparitions. So we dedicate today in honor of Our Lady Mother Mary, in praise of God who sent us Our Lady Mama Mary. This month also, if you are not aware, is known as the month of Our Lady, right? That's why in some other countries, every day, every Mass, every day, especially in the evening, in the afternoon, they will have the Mass in honor of Our Lady, and all the people from the pews, they will come after and they will offer flowers to Our Lady in honor of Our Lady. This month is for her. And then Sunday, we honor all our mothers. So that's a great, great way to do that. So sometimes we get focused on our earthly mothers, but we also have heavenly mother. So this month, all about Our Lady. So I said, well, I cannot pass. You know, whenever there's an opportunity, I will speak about Our Lady. Amen? All right, so again, this evening, just open your hearts completely to the Lord, that through the intercession of Our Lady, Mama Mary, she will ask the Lord on your behalf to fill your hearts. That she will intercede for you, whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you're going through. Because sometimes we are on difficult situations, sometimes we are just filled with laziness, right? In the seven cardinal sins, it will fall on sloth. Sometimes we know we need to do this and yet we choose not to, right? There is this, so sometimes we are just filled with grief. So open your hearts to our Lord, to the intercession of Our Lady to heal you. Sometimes we are filled with hatred. Ask Our Lady, Mama Mary, help, take away this hatred from me. Help me to be able to forgive. Maybe you are just not knowing what to do next because you've been going to the doctors week after week and they seem to not be able to find what's happening or what's wrong, and you're getting helpless and you're getting hopeless. Well, tonight, ask Mama Mary, say, Mama Mary, please bring my case before the throne of God. Maybe you and your husband not talking well this time, or with your adult children, not in good terms. Bring them to the Lord. And ask Mama Mary to bring it to the Lord. Tonight, be open, right? Be open completely so that you can receive the blessings of the Lord through the intercession of Our Lady, Mama Mary. Amen? Right, there are many titles that we call Our Lady Mama Mary. Like the Mass we are using today, the title is Our Lady Mother of the Church. And there's many litanies to Our Lady, right? The Litany of Loreto, including Tower of David, Rosa Mystica, Morning Star. There are many titles, beautiful ones. Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes. There's so many titles, right? But there is one title that I would like for us to consider tonight. It's the title that the Angel of Annunciation said. It's the title that the angel Gabriel used to greet Our Lady Mama Mary. The angel Gabriel in Luke chapter 1, the gospel we heard today, said, approaching Our Lady, Hail, full of grace. That's one title that is coming directly from the lips of an archangel. Archangel Gabriel greeted Our Lady, hail, full of grace. Full of grace. In Latin it says, Ave Maria, gratia plena. The same almost in Italian, the same greeting, O Ave Maria, plena di grazia. It's very close to the Spanish, right? Dios te salve Maria, llena de gracia. Or if you speak Filipino, let me think. Abagino Maria, napupunuka ng gracia. Feel, Hail Mary, full of grace. The title, not you, not me, but the title used by the archangel Gabriel to greet Our Lady. Full of grace. And so when you think of full of grace, what comes to your mind? What images come to your head? You see, when I think about this full of grace, I think of her as someone without sin, right? Someone without sin. Because if you are full of grace, that means there is no space for sin, right? Because if you imagine, if you have a glass of water and the glass of water is filled to the brim, you even if you put a pitcher and pour water, nothing will get in, right? Because it just overflow. Because why? Because it's full. Well, I think of Our Lady Mama Mary, full of grace. So sin doesn't have part in her life. Yes, by the decree of God Most High, but also she cooperates in that grace, right? When the angel came giving to Our Lady and bringing to Our Lady this great news, she could say no there, right? She could say no right there because of the freedom that she has. But she cooperated in that grace, and that full of grace, right? Full of grace. So I was thinking, how would the angel Gabriel greet me? What would the angel Gabriel tell you? Would the angel tell you you are full of grace? Or would he tell you you are full of yourself? What would he tell you? Full of grace? Or you're just a fool? How would the angel greet you? Because when Mother Mary, right, full of grace, so I'm thinking, if she is full of grace, she must have this fullness of the seven capital virtues. That means the seven capital sins are not present in her life. Right? So I'd like for us to think right now, to speak about these capital sins. Because some of us know about the seven capital sins, sometimes we call it what? Seven deadly sins. Why they are capital? Why deadly? Because they are capable of killing our souls. or bringing us to damnation. But sometimes we don't know that, yes, there are seven capital deadly sins, but there's an opposite virtues that help us counter. It's called the seven capital virtues. And some of you were thinking, well, Father Robert is thinking about seven, that will be 1 hour each. So if it is 1 hour each, it's 7:40, you're counting what time we will be getting out of this church, right? Well, today I'd like to just speak on one. So I'd like to start a series on the seven capital sins and the seven capital virtues. Because the seven capital virtues present in the life of Our Lady, because she is full of grace. So let me just tell you about these seven capital sins and the seven capital virtues. A little bit of history. It started at least to have a form, this list, in the 4th century by a monk named Evagrius. And he compiled about seven thoughtful sins. Eight. And it was one of the popes, I believe it's Pope Gregory the Great, who begin to list it seven. And then St. Thomas Aquinas explain it more and further and expound on the seven capital sins and the seven capital virtues to help us, right? So here, they are normally supposed to be in order. Some theologians and some teachers will put them in order from the least to the greatest source of sin, matching with the virtues from the least to the greatest source of grace, right? So they're in degrees of greatness, so to speak, either in a bad way or in a good way. So this, I will just, for the sake of speaking, I will use the degrees coming from the least to the greatest of virtues and of sins. The first one is lust. Do you know that's a capital sin? Lust. And the way to counter that is the virtue of purity or chastity. Second is called gluttony. The opposite to counter that is temperance or self-restraint. Third, greed. Sometimes it's called avarice. And the counter of that is generosity and charity. Fourth is sloth, that sometimes it's misunderstood as just laziness or idleness, but it's deeper than that. Sloth, and to counter that so we can grow and not fall into that, is diligence or zeal. Next, fifth, is called it's called wrath. Sometimes it's called anger, but be careful because sometimes, remember, there's a righteous anger that is not sin. The opposite of wrath, of course, is very important. Remember, these capital sins, these deadly sins, can bring us to damnation. So the next one is envy. Sometimes it's called or misunderstood as jealousy, but there are two different things. The counter that so we can grow in holiness and virtues would be kindness and admiration. And the worst, remember this is in degrees from the least to the greatness of virtue, or from the least to the greatness of sins. The last one is pride or vanity. And the opposite of that to grow in holiness is what we call the queen of all virtues, humility. Humility. And so let me just I would like to really look on that each one every time, but I just would like to probably better to read what the scholastics would speak about this verse, the pride. In Mother Mary, you will see in her complete humility. This is the definition of pride, according to the scholastics. Pride is unrestrained and improper appreciation of our own worth. This is listed first because it is widely considered the most serious of seven sins. Pride often leads to the committing of the other capital sins. Pride manifests itself in vanity and narcissism about one's appearance, one's intelligence, one's status, etc. Dante described pride as love of self perverted. Those who suffer pride with pride issues usually fail to give due compliments to others, and they always fish for compliments for themselves. They usually have a one-up story better than you. Pride is believed to be the original and most deadly of the seven sins, leading straight to damnation. I'd like to speak on pride and, of course, of humility. But pride, my dear friends, pride is this inability to appreciate others. Pride is just this over-exaggerated looking at the self-worth. Pride includes these demands of entitlements. I deserve this. I deserve and I demand to have this. Pride is that closeness of mind. When God is asking you to and calling you, pride is this, just this, I know everything. Pride. With a prideful people, you cannot teach anything. With prideful people, you cannot say anything right. Pride is what the devil and his minions committed. Pride is too much thinking of self. Pride is not able to see the needs of others. Pride doesn't have a heart. That's why sometimes spiritual writers will say the devil doesn't have a heart. Pride is just that you are full of yourself. Pride is like the glass of water so filled with himself. And sometimes people who are prideful, they want to be the judge of everything. They rule everything. Prideful people is not open to the will of God. In fact, prideful people doesn't think they need God. Why? Because they think themselves as gods. Prideful people don't like God because in themselves they think they have the absolute authority. Prideful people is incapable of caring. Prideful people use others just for their own advantage. opposite of humility. Mama Mary, humility overcomes the sin of pride. Humility is the virtue that recognizes our 100% reliance on God for all that we have and ever will have comes from the Lord. Everything on earth is a gift from God, including our good looks, our money, everything. Those who think that they got all of these things on their own are in for a big surprise upon death. Humility is this complete reliance on God, for I do not own nothing. Everything is a gift from God. Humility is truth. Accepting the truth of God and who God is, and accepting the truth of the everything that God gives you, including your greatness and your talents. Humility is not false humility. Humility is when you look up at Our Lady Mama Mary, when you look to her, she knows of her blessedness. That's why she sung of it in Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. Right? But she praises God for everything. She even praises God even in her sufferings. She praises God for everything she is aware comes from the Lord. Do you praise God? Do you have this virtue of humility? Do you thank God for everything? Or do you rely more on your own strength? Humility is this ability to say, Lord, without you, I am nothing. Humility. I remember this is my teacher in the seminary. He was speaking about humility. And he said, do you know where the word humility comes from? Humility comes from the word humus, which means dirt. Dirt. You and I are dirt. Dirt of God. And yet he picks up the dirt, molding. And when he molded it, it's still dirt, right? Still a dirt. It's nothing. But then God breathed towards the dirt. And the dirt receives life. So you see, humility knows that without God, I am nothing. But with God, I have everything. May the Lord